Delaware's colleges and universities pitched their capital funding requests to the Bond Bill Committee Wednesday. Deferred maintenance was at the heart of those requests. Delaware Tech is asking for $13.8 million for next year. But if lawmakers pass legislation it's pushing for, the school could get $10 million plus additional capital funding for deferred maintenance in fiscal year 2020. The University of Delaware and Delaware State University also claim they have significant deferred maintenance needs. UD points to a $435 million backlog in its $10 million request. UD is also calling for increasing a higher education infrastructure fund, which benefits all three schools, from $11.37 million to $20 million for fiscal year 2020. DSU President Wilma Mischu wants just over $105 million, even though she's unlikely to get it. But she says DSU has historically gotten short shrift when it comes to state funding.
We've been here for 128 years, and for us to still be in the condition that we're in terms of the funding and so forth, begs the question, why not Delaware State University?
Mischu is also asking for a $5 million land grant state match to unlock $7 million in federal funding. She says they've requested the money for more than 10 years. All three schools received $10 million in capital funding last year. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.